Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with power music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox. And I got another interview today. She's great. She's awesome. She's here, finally. Yeah, because we've been back and forth and we couldn't keep up with each other. But now we got her, so it's awesome. Awesome. So I'm going to tell you about Kathy Bell. So Kathy Bell, popularly known as Ma Bell, we're going to get to that later, is a talented musician and a songwriter. I recognize her impressive contributions to the music industry. While detailed personal information about her early life is scarce, though, her artistic journey showcases a deep passion for music that spans several genres. Kathy, welcome to When Words Fail.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
I love you to death because you are so... So understanding, you know, because you just for being fair, to tell the audience, we got in touch with you like three weeks ago, and we were going to get together, and we just couldn't get together. But I do want to thank you for being understanding with me and coming on right now.
Always, for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, are you okay? So you are a country singer. You are a record, I guess, producer in Nashville, Tennessee. Are you in Nashville right now?
No, okay. Actually, I record with my producer Bob McGilpin in Tennessee, and okay. I go back and forth. I actually live in Indiana.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I researched it, and you record in Tone Slinger Studio, which is in Nashville, correct?
Boy, you went to back to the early days. Those were some of my first recordings. We did Fishing Blues and I Don't Know and I Don't Care. And I'm trying to think, Break the Ice. Yeah, J.K. Coltrane did those.
Okay.
And then I had a funny little song that I didn't know how to even finish it, and I ended up working with Bob McGilpin, and he is really something too. So
yeah.
We become really good friends, and we work together, and we record, and I love going to his studio.
Yeah, well, I love Fishing Blues. Okay, so you are inspired by Janis Joplin and early folks like that, you know. Am I safe to say that you love the Beach Boys as much as I do?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have such a wide variety of interests. I DJ, so I familiar myself with everything from the 40s till now. Now, I'm an older DJ, but I love all kinds of music. Now, I think it would be safe to say, if you don't ask me for rap, I'm not playing it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, the reason why I mentioned the Beach Boys to you is because the Fishing Blues reminds me of the song Little Deuce Coupe by
It
the Beach
does.
Boys. Yeah.
And do you know what inspired that song?
I'd love to hear you tell me.
That is a true story. I love to fish. And if anybody knows anything about my character, my hat has fish and lures on it. And it was inspired because of that song. And so I go fishing all every summer. And one day I spent a lot of time out. I got sunburned and I spent $20 on night crawlers. So when you listen to the lyrics, I'm poking fun at that. Like, I'm going to start a worm farm and I'm going to sell my own worms.
Right,
And
yeah.
so that kind of explains where that train of thought was coming from.
And I if I remember correctly, you in the song you said your lures were going to eat the fish before you get them. Don't, you better do them fast, you know. Or else your lures are going to eat some fish or something along the way. I think that's great. I think that's great. Yeah. Matter of fact, I have a lot of uncles and aunts, and my uncle Boyce, he was a catfish raiser. He raised catfish. So, that was pretty fun. He raised catfish in Clarksville, Mississippi. Yeah.
That's one fish that I always pray I don't catch. I don't
Really?
know how to take a catfish off the pole, and I hear they get you with your horns. So
Oh,
luckily so far I've just caught bass and bluegill, but if I ever get a big catfish, I'm in trouble.
uh-oh, you can't have
Some
that,
of
you know? Yeah.
my family in Kentucky actually do what they call noodling. Have you ever heard of noodling?
I have, but you have to remind me because it's been years since I heard that term before.
They actually catch them with their hands, not a pole, and they'll swim underwater and catch catfish that way.
Oh, well, I guess that would be more. Well, I guess that's not more safe, is it? Depending on what's in the water with you.
Well, there's some pretty big catfish. I don't
Oh
want to put
yeah,
my hand in their mouth.
exactly. I was like, yeah. So, researching you, I've learned that you do some community meets programs, like mentoring aspiring musicians and sharing your expertise.
Actually, what I do is at Straight Comedy. I have fun in music and I combine humor and music. And a lot of times I try to figure the best angle where my audience can have fun. And so I make sure that they're laughing, they're singing along, they're clapping their hands, whatever it is. I don't call it like stand-up comedy at all. I call it humor and music.
Yeah, which everybody needs, because the world is so like flat. You like need the most things in life that you need are music and comedy, and I think that you have a perfect format in your concerts that you put on. I think that's wonderful,
Thank you.
yeah. So let's talk about your inspiration moment. Your inspiration, you know. We talked about the Beach Boys, Janis Joplin, stuff like that. But okay, so when you're creating these different songs and albums, what has been the most unexpected source of inspiration you've ever had while working on an album or song?
I have to say, probably, I mean, there's so many things that inspire my music, but the most memorable one, I believe, would be outside of the new one that's coming up, and we'll talk about that soon. But I would say we wrote a song called Freedom Truckers, and I got to go sing for the truckers when they were doing the freedom drives. And I got to actually walk back and hand out my CD to them, CD, and I got to sing in front of them, and that was quite an honor.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, because I guess inspiration can come from anywhere, you just don't know when it's going to pop up, And like you said, well, yeah, I guess you didn't expect that to happen, right?
Yeah, that's when all the truckers were driving and they were going to Washington, and that was through all that COVID stuff. And so we wrote it's called Freedom Truckers, and it was for the truckers, and it was truly one of my most memorable moments to be standing in front of people that are willing to, a lot of people, there's people that don't agree with that, there's people that are. But to actually be able to sing and be a part of that. And what I could tell you is that I've never known a feeling like that ever. To be there and watch those trucks pull in and pull out and be in unity. Our country needs unity. And, I think I've never felt anything quite that historic. So, that's why I say that would be probably my most favorite moment with my music and, to be in a place and time that marked history.
You mentioned a thing that I want to talk to you about, and now it's 5 years past, and I just want to know about you because you bring such light and joy to the public, as you would. You mentioned COVID. So was COVID like a big issue for you, knowing that you had to stay inside and not be out there in the public, singing all these great songs to fans, or did you like did what everybody did and go virtual with the computer and everything?
Well, what I can tell you is COVID hit me in every way. I actually had COVID myself, and I fought through that time. And yes, it definitely affected, I think, every songwriter, every musician, every entertainer, because everything we did have to learn. Me being an older entertainer, I had nothing about doing what we're doing now, like Zoom and all that. And I'm like, it stressed me out to the max because I'm like, nothing's working. But, you couldn't go out, you couldn't entertain. And it definitely, I think it affected everybody, but I think podcasts are really good because I also think now it's a good way to get your story out. And, we really appreciate you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to bring joy and lightness like you do, but I mainly want to. This podcast is mainly for people who are depressed and are thinking about suicide. And I'm here to say that music will help you in the long run if you just, focus on music and nothing else.
And I could tell, oh, I was going to touch on that just a minute.
Yes, but that's where I'm headed towards. Before we got on, you said you wanted to tell us your story about how you were contemplating suicide. So I'm going to give you the microphone and let you tell us about it, because that's a tough time,
It was a very, very hard time, and a lot of people do not know my story. I've just started talking about it. I've dealt with health issues since I was 12, and it started with simple things like blood pressure and other things. I'd be hospitalized, and then I got to the point where I was overweight and I was having heart failure and all other kinds of things, and so before I had bariatric surgery, I had my sinus surgery, which should have been an easy surgery, but I threw a blood clot to my lung. So I shouldn't even be here. Then my doctor said, because you're having such a hard time, you need weight loss surgery. And that weight loss surgery now has taken me through 32 or 33 surgeries, maybe even 34 now. Last I counted was 32. My last surgery was in January. But There was a time when I would not be out singing and laughing or any of that because I was so sick. I was in the hospital. I was out of the hospital. I had no quality of life. My friends were living theirs, but I was stuck at home. They had taken my driver's license for 2 years. And so it became a very, very hard time for me. And I had decided I had no quality of life at all. And so I had a plan with my pills, and I went to sit down to the piano and I was writing my note to my family. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. The doctors had even told my mother, we're not sure we can save your daughter. And so I sat at the piano and I started writing my note to my family, and I was struggling with writing the right words. I had my pills there right by the piano. And before I knew what had happened, I really was going to go through with it. And I hit a few notes on the piano. And I really believe God was there with me at that time because I wrote my very first song called Oh, What a Friend. And it was talking about when nobody was here, he loved me no matter what I was thinking about doing, and that God was with me. But the point being there is, there's some people that believe that and some people don't. But what I can tell you is that in that moment, my life was saved because of music and because of a higher power. And, so, anyway, that song is the one that took me to Nashville. One of my friends said, you should take this to the Nashville Songwriting Fest. And I've been going to Nashville ever since. I had another friend say, you should compete in these contests. So, before I knew what I was doing, I told her, no, I'm not good enough, because that's the other challenge that I've always felt is that I'm not good enough. And I struggle with it because people always pick somebody else in school to be in the swing choir, or I wasn't the one chosen. But what I learned is my friend pushed me, and I got into these karaoke competitions. And I learned that part of my score was my costumes. Well, I learned that I got a new confidence because people would look at the costumes and they really weren't looking at me. And I learned that part of my score, so the better my costume was, the better I performed and the better my score. And I started placing and I started getting confidence. And then another DJ, Tammy Lynn, she actually took me under her wing, let me DJ with her. I got more confidence as she worked with me on the microphone. She was actually the one putting the karaoke contest on. But all of this has turned my life around. And, I God has put so many people in my life. Sometimes when it's hard and I think I'm going to give up, because I still deal with things like vitamin deficiencies, which makes it hard for me to memorize my songs. And, I realize that this is something very, very important to me. So I work very, very hard. But it's what keeps me going. And that's why I like the name of your podcast, because it truly is when words fail, music speaks. And it is in that case because it saved my life.
Just with like two notes, two or three notes, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And
In that.
I don't believe that song is mine. I think that one was one that God gave me and said, hey, wait a minute. I'm not done with you yet.
Right. Yes, we want you here, you know. Yeah, because I think that many people don't understand the way that people think when they think about suicide. I know that I have thought about it, you know, before, and I'm positive my mom has too. But you know, of course, she won't tell me that she has, because you know she lost all of her family. You know, everybody's gone besides her. You know, she's the last tool in the family, so I understand that If you reach out to somebody and they're not hearing you, you think you're nothing, just like you said. But to understand that the fact that there's a need for you and me to be here on Earth, just says something about it. You were put here on Earth to make people happy with your music, with your comedy, with your comedy too, so.
It's very important because you're right. And the more that I go out, the more confidence I get. But
Yes.
I'm doing a lot more performing. And I'm finding that there are people that what I'm doing matters to them. And there are people that think I'm good enough. And I think you're right because I've dealt with PTSD too.
Right.
I found a friend of mine very badly deceased. And music, it speaks, it does. You couldn't have found a better name for your podcast because music speaks when we can't, and it can say things that we can't. And an example of that was I was singing one day at an assisted living, and there was a lady that could not speak, but she cried. What I was singing a song called "It Matters to the Master," and if people haven't heard that, YouTube that. It is the Collingsworth family, and that song touched her, and she couldn't speak. And out of everything I've done, I will never forget that moment, never. And I think that's what I would say on that end. I mean, life can throw you some very, very bad things sometimes.
For
And
sure.
you can bring yourself out, and it's not just music that can bring you out of those things, but to some, music speaks louder than any words could.
There you go. When words fail me 6 weeks, you hit it on them. Yeah, because I was asking you, throughout your performances at live venues or events, what are some of the main now after you perform, I'm sure you get a lot of people to come up to you and say, "Thank you for doing this. You have no idea how much it means to me," right?
Right.
But
Yes.
there's got to be more of that than none, right?
Yes. And I think my dream, I have a motto called never too old to dream. And now I believe you're never too old and never too young. And what I would tell you on that note is as a child, I dreamed of doing what I'm doing right now. My dream from a child was to be able to entertain on the Opry stage. And I sat outside the Opry with my dad. And I remember saying, "Dad, one day I want to sing on that stage." Well, I have gone with Music City Christian Fellowship and sang in the choir, and it's quite amazing. But what I realize I learn all the time, and I think that's where I'm going to go with my music journey. I now have found to have a lot of fun, like you're talking the comedy in.
Yes.
I laugh. I have joy in music. But I also have learned the biggest lesson of all. As I sat in that choir, I think there was 90 of us this year. I realized that every single artist in that choir is talented, and that we actually are united. And it actually made me realize, although I still have the initial dream, I realize that it's a real honor and privilege to be able to sing with everybody else, and everybody else has that dream. And so I think now that I just feel like, I feel like that dreams do come true.
I do.
And I know in the musical thing, like I said, you heard me say earlier, I've had that dream as a kid, but I never thought I was good enough. And that's because people made me feel that way, but also that was a real thing in my heart. It was a desire to be able to do what I'm doing now. And I've had people that's not wanted me to succeed in a lot of the things I do, like even on the DJ end. And I think that, the fact that you just keep pushing on even on a bad day, because if I would quit now, I would be devastated.
Yeah.
And yet, there are people that would like to see me fail. There are people that think what I do is silly. There's people that, and I think that's it. You've got to work past that. No
Yeah.
matter what you do in life, whatever your passion is, you've got, for one thing, it takes work. But the other thing is you don't listen to people when they want to see you fail.
Right.
Need to
Yeah.
realize that they're just that. They're people, and a lot of them wish that they were doing what we're doing, even what you're doing.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because I learned long time ago that if you have somebody who's fighting against you, they wish they could be in your shoes right now, but they don't want to take the opportunity to actually do what you do to get there, you know? So yeah, so I wouldn't worry about those haters because all those haters are people who want to drag you down a lot, you know? And I don't think they want to take the time to do the things that you've been through to get to where you are now, you know?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hit that nail on the head. A
Yes.
lot of people would not have liked to gone through that time, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people don't want to be in my situation, but they want to get to where I am now, thinking that I got here all by myself and quickly. No, you know, I was one with some cerebral palsy. Took me 5 years to get to here to be able to talk to you about what we're talking about right now, you know. And it's hard work, just like you said, you know. Yeah.
You know what? You're doing very well, though.
Thank you. Thank you so
And
much.
I'm
Yeah.
so proud of you, really.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So you said you play two notes on a piano, correct? When you okay. So was that your first instrument? Because that's an instrument my sister learned how to play on.
I played the piano since my grandfather was a pastor. He was a pastor for 57 years, and I've done everything with him. I miss him so much.
Yeah.
But I used to play in the church, and I'd go with him to nursing homes and the hospitals and play. And I'd tag along with him when they did prison ministry. I'd go play a game with the prisoners at Pendleton Reformatory, which is one of our biggest prisons in Indiana. But I played Bible Bowl with against the prisoners, and but I did a lot with him. But I learned to play it, when I was growing up in church, and for a while, that's another thing that sometimes you can lose fact of the things that you enjoy, because I was in a band and I got hurt in the band and I quit playing. And I actually got to play at Johnny Cash's farm on Johnny Cash's piano, and
Really?
it made me feel like this is what I need to be doing again. I need to be
Yes.
playing. And I think that is a big lesson with my own life. I think to everybody out there, including you, we can't let people hurt us.
No,
You know,
no.
because they say things that aren't necessarily true sometimes, and they can be very painful.
Yeah. 'Cause I can get, or I'm sure you did too. You can get like 100 million, like praises, or how good you are, how much you are doing good for the country or whatnot, you know. But when you hear that one bad thing, bad comment about you, you're like, oh man, you know, crap. What am I doing wrong? Blah blah blah. And I don't think that way anymore, you know, because I learned to not let people get me down any longer. You know, I tend and I care what people think about me. I don't want to say good or bad. I just want to say bad, really. You know, just block it out of your head. And I believe that you are doing that as well, correct?
Funny you said that, because my mom said, Kathy, think of all the good things that people say about you.
Yes.
Don't reflect on the one or two bad things.
No.
Think of all the good things that people think about you. And I'm like, she is really right.
Yeah, I agree with her. You know, she's a smart lady. Yeah, you know. All right. Yeah. No, the reason why I asked you about the piano is because I have a really fun question for you now.
Okay.
If you could magically master any instrument overnight, okay, which one would it be, and what type of music would you create with it?
For me, I think it would be the guitar because my dad played and I
Yes.
thoroughly miss it. I see you play, by the
Yeah,
way, your guitar.
I don't really play. I collect them. I got two guitars here, one guitar over there, and I don't know if you can see it, but I have my PRS. My little baby, right there.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
pretty.
yeah. So
The green
that,
one.
yes. I've always wanted the PRS guitar. I'm like, I gotta get this. So I found a great deal, and I got it. Yeah, but I do not play the guitar. I collect them mostly, but I need to learn how to play, because I figured,
Me too. I miss hearing my dad play. And
yeah.
I think even I could write better if I could learn guitar. But
Right.
I write on the piano and sometimes I just write.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. I think, yeah, I would like to pick up that guitar and I'd like to learn it.
There you go. Hell yeah. Okay, so which guitar do you like better? The acoustic sounds that I love too, or the electric tones, because each.
Definitely the acoustic.
Yes, I love you for that. Yeah. Because I just like the way the acoustic sounds and the blend of the voices. You can hear the voice better. I think the acoustic guitar plays better, but I mean, to each his own, right? Yeah. So awesome. Awesome. Okay. So have you ever had one of the like what is your like craziest interaction with a fan? Or have you had that yet?
I've had it happen twice.
Oh no, okay.
I've worked at assisted livings now, and I'm not the quickest to catch on, but I had two residents think I was going to go back and live with them, and
Oh
it was cute, but I realized I needed rescuing real quick because I
right.
really they just I thought they just wanted to show me something in their room, but no, they thought that they could take me back and I would live with them.
That's wild, Well, I mean, you're a very nice lady. I'm sure they loved you to death, and they wanted you to move in with them right then, correct? Yeah. So, yeah, awesome. Okay. So, you mentioned you're coming out with a new album. Can you tell our listeners all about it and like what's going and do we have a like a release date yet for it?
Yes, that song will be coming out. I'm hoping the very first or second week in July. It's a very, very, very neat thing for me because when I first started going to Nashville, it was such a big deal to me. And so I had started writing a song and it was titled Nashville Dreams. And a friend of mine seen I was going and they said, "Let me help you with that." And so before I knew what happened, he actually had registered it with the Library of Congress. And it wasn't quite the song that I had had in mind. So, we never did anything with it because I asked him, can I change a little bit? Can I make it a little more upbeat? Because Ma Belle, she moves.
There you go. You gotta move.
And, but anyway, I wasn't able to really change that. And I think sometimes that's another lesson. Sometimes the things we want right now isn't the best thing. And timing is everything because I talked to my co-writer and I said, I had this idea about my dreams in Nashville. And we got to talking. And believe it or not, 3 years later, my song's coming out and it's called Dreams Are Made in the USA. And it's not now just about my dreams, it's talking about the people who've made their dreams, like Edison failed 10,000 times, but he finally seen the light. Orville and Wilbur at Kitty Hawk, they showed us we could fly. And then the young man from Tupelo, Elvis, became the king of rock and roll. So to me, it's very positive, and it's about how any of us can make our dreams just with hard work and a plan.
I
Because
agree.
we're in the land of the free, we're in the land of the free, so it's not like we're in communist territory where we can't do what we want. And so I love the song now, and I cannot wait for it to come out.
No, I can't wait to hear it. It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Soon as we do, I'll send it to you, I
Yes,
promise.
please do, please do, please do. Okay, so we have time for at least four more questions then. But I do honestly want to thank you for coming on. You know, this has been great. You've been awesome so far.
Absolutely, and we will do it again with the character Maubel, and
Yes.
we'll do a live Zoom.
Right, yes, we will. We will. Okay. So my first out of the four questions is, when you are getting ready for a show, you know, backstage and all, is there anything that you do that have like a quirky pre-show thing before you go out and entertain all your fans?
Believe it or not, I pray.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so it's I mean is that is I mean praying is great. I love praying, but do you do a little bit more, or do you just
I do practice a little bit before
okay.
I go, just to kind of warm up my vocals and
Right.
but yeah.
Now, when you warm up your vocals, do you like do you sing, or do you like drink tea, or like what do you normally do for your voice?
I sing and I definitely have a drink of something, whether it be a water, tea, or Coke.
So.
I'm good because Maubel needs energy. She does drink a lot of Coke, which she needs to cut out a little.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yes. Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome. All good stuff. All good stuff. Okay. Now we have a easy a fun question, and then we have a hard question. Now I'm gonna leave that for the end of the show. But right now, so we're gonna do like a Mount Rushmore of your favorite four bands or singers.
Okay.
Who would they be?
Real quick, I'd say Reba McEntire,
Great. I love her.
Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, they were all such good entertainers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think being I'm entertainer, I look at the vocal side as well as entertainer side. Now, if we want to gear against country a little bit, which direction would I go? Because we talked, I had a lot of lot of interest. You know, I really liked when I was younger, I would watch Bob Seger, you know, because he had an awesome show. But there are so many, it'd be hard to really please.
Yeah, yeah.
The stage presence is something I'm trying to think of. I'm like, who would I say really? There's people that blow me away. They don't just sing, but they entertain. And I'm trying to think who the biggest one is.
Right. Well, I would say that I love you already because you named like three, like two of my favorite country singers of all time. You said Reba McEntire, which I think is the queen of country right now and forever, ever, ever again. And Dolly Parton. I mean, they're just magnificent singers, you know. So yeah. And the fourth one is always hard to choose from because there's so many great artists out there. So I mean, we can just narrow down to three, which I mean, Reba McEntire, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly Parton. That's three perfect ones right there, you know.
Well, they put on a good show, and they can sing too.
Yes. Oh my
They
God.
put a
Yes.
good show on there.
Yes. Yes. So, okay. So our last question is going to be a little bit harder, but I think you can knock this out of the park. Okay. So, is there one artist, album, or song? Okay. That you can listen to right now, but it's hard to tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul.
Oh, that is a good question, really. I would actually go back to It Matters to the Master, I think, because when I first started singing that song, I had no idea. Well, I first listened to it. I didn't know I was going to sing it. But when I first listened to it, I had no idea how it was going to make me feel. And what I do know is, as I learned that song, I cried and I wept. It brought up some real feelings for me. And it was telling me that when nobody else is here, it always matters to the master. And maybe that song hit me harder for the fact that at one point I wanted to end my life and I would not have been here without, a higher power and that song, Oh, What a Friend. But, I think everybody feels different, but I think that is the song that not only has spoken to me, but has spoken to other people when I performed it.
There
But
are.
I can, oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to take that a step further too. Yeah, because your, words speak music. I can't say it all the time. I know when I'm not.
It's okay.
Words fail when music speaks.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
It's interesting though. I wanted to bring up this point just because your podcast, because what you asked me was a really deep question. And what I would tell you, music speaks in all kinds of ways because the song I talked to you about was It Matters to the Master. That's a slow melodic song. But then the same thing, I can sing Mind Your Own Business. That moves me and gets me dancing. So what I wanted to bring up, since your podcast is named that, it's interesting how music will speak with different songs. And so,
Absolutely.
I could tell you It Matters to the Master has spoken to me very deeply. But, when we're talking a variety of music, it all can speak to you in different ways.
Exactly. And I think that music can speak to you in different languages, even though you might not understand it, you know?
I know that to be true. I went to Mexico. I went to church with my nephew and didn't understand. I understood very little Spanish, just enough to get me in trouble. Because I think I told a preacher one day he had a good butt, and I meant to say good night. I remember what I said, but I had my Spanish all backed up.
Oh no, I'm sure he enjoyed that comment though, you know.
But my point was, when I went to church, I didn't understand a lot, but I could understand, when they said Gloria, adios, glory to God. I could tell when they raised their hands and tears came. So that's another interesting thing with your podcast name, because music does speak.
Yeah, because my friend just got me into Mongolian music, so I'm learning all the new fun bands out there, you know. It speaks to your soul in ways that words cannot, which is the point of my podcast, you know. And I want to thank you for sharing your story about your suicide, you know, because I feel like if everybody hears your story, you know, more people can relate to that and just focus on music, and maybe, just maybe, they can come on other people's podcasts and it'll help them in the long run too. You know, it may help like 1,000 more listeners. I don't know, you know.
Well, and I hope so, because what I could tell you is I haven't always been able to speak about it. And the fact that I'm able to speak about it now, I hope that sharing can help somebody. There was a time that you would not have had me on this podcast talking about that. And I'm blessed that I'm finally getting through some of that stuff. But I think it's important because I think life in general is so hard. It's so hard.
It is, yes, ma'am.
And if you can just hang on,
Hang in there, yes.
what I'll tell you is, somebody that might not have been here, I say hold on, because there's going to be another day that will be better. Today may seem Like you just want to hide your head in a blanket and you want to go away. But tomorrow or the next day will get better. And then you'll have another bad day.
Yeah.
But the point is that I don't think anything, I could say that now, but I still go through a lot of hard stuff. I just went through some heart test just 2 weeks ago and wasn't sure how that was going to, turn out. And I still go through very hard times, but what you're hearing now is a little more positive.
Yes.
Because I've learned how to kind of walk through things.
Yep, just always look up and he'll guide you with whatever you are troubling with, because I strongly believe in Jesus and God, and I think that without him, I mean, we're nothing, So,
Right. And
and I think that he shows us the way sometimes. But I also believe that he puts problems in a way to make us understand that everything will get better. You just got to trust in him,
I think that's very true because some people have said, if Jesus is real, then why am I going through this? Well, the best thing I can tell people from my own experience is that sometimes those things are used in a way that's mighty, and there's healing. You go through the bad stuff, but there's healing. And that's when sometimes your life can speak volumes to other people. I don't understand on a daily basis, but it's got to be that, you've, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you got to believe in something, right?
Yes.
And I think that, you without, pushing that, I've learned not to push that onto people. I think that it's a good thing to have something to hope in. And I think that's where I'll leave that without getting too pushy. But I think without hope, it makes those things 10 times harder. And at least if you have Jesus, you have a solid rock that you can reach to in a time of trouble. And I'll leave
Amen.
that right there. Yeah, I'll leave
Amen to
that right there.
that. Yes, we'll leave on a great note that you just left us. So, yeah, but we really do, honestly, we honestly do love you here in Word Trail, and we beg you to come back anytime. And we look forward to Ma Bell, coming on and doing a live show for us.
We will do it, I promise.
Cool,
Soon.
cool. All
We'll
right.
get that in the calendar in the next few weeks.
Yes, ma'am. We will do that. I guarantee we will get her on the program and just dance for us, dance
Yeah.
with us too. I can't dance, so I'm gonna probably sit it out, but I'm gonna let her do her thing, and hopefully the viewers on that will dance along with her. So yeah. So
Yeah, and
thank.
make sure you tag me in there, your podcast,
Oh
'cause I
yes.
would love to share that for you as well.
Yes, I will send you everything, and then you can share it to all your fans and friends and whoever you want to, I'm sure with. So yeah, we honestly.
Oh,
Oh
you've
yeah.
done it.
I'm sorry.
You've done an excellent job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm trying my best, but it gets hard, just like you said, life isn't easy. Yeah, it just takes time, and I believe in him and God and Jesus, and I know that they have my back, and I just feel like this fight, I guess, is gonna be bigger than what I could ever imagine in the very, very near future,
I think you're right, and just always remember, all you have to do is your best. You can't do any more than that.
Right, that's all I can do, That's all anybody can do. So, kind of, yeah. So, once again, we do thank you for coming on. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. And always remember, when words fail, Jesus speaks. Bye, guys.